Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, broadcasting live from the Windy City, baby. It's about 75 degrees around here. Listen, let me tell you what's going on around here. Honey, it is crawfish boil. Honey, we got a crawfish boil going on tonight. Can I tell you? Listen, I got my wine, I got my champagne, you know, but on top of that, ooh.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you guys, somebody hand me a Kleenex. Oh my God. You guys, you will not believe it. All the petitions came in. Everybody wrote a letter, and I'm telling you, I've been talking to Steve about this Gubba Rob, and he decided to just walk out the door. So listen, you know, we had flavors of vanilla and coconut. And I says, well, Steve, we got to get some crawfish flavor Gubba Rum. We got to get some catfish Gubba Rum. We got to get some pumpkin spice Gubba Rum. And he says, you know what, Fierce, I'm just sick and tired of hearing all this noise and complaining, so I'm leaving. So you guys, Gubba Rum is no more. Gubba Rum has died. There's no more Gubba Rum. Now, you guys know I like to entertain. Listen. It is going down on today. It is Saturday, August the 27th, 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet, but I don't know what they're doing right now. I'm going to have to whoop some tail. Listen, they are based in East and West Africa, Zimbabwe, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. Listen, this show really is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. It is GUBBARUM, GumbaRum.com. We do have two flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, they really need to have Gumba Rum infused with chocolate. You know, can you imagine chocolate? Just chocolate, Gumba Rum chocolate flavor. Listen, people would be going to work drunk. You know what I'm saying? Now, I told y'all about the great invention and the idea of having alcohol gum. I told you, just take your gum, soak it in Gumba Rum, put it in your freezer, and then when you get to work, all you got to do is chew the gum, and honey, you'd be having the best day at work, because nobody would know that you're sloppy drunk out of your head. So listen, we can do the same thing with chocolate. Why not? When you have the chocolate factories, all they got to do is put in a little Gumba Rum. The stuff would sound like freaking hotcakes, for God's sake. Get off of that, man. We done fired you, Roxanne. Well, how you doing sneaking back up in here? Get off of that, man. This is not the hotel. This is not the motel, okay? Listen, they keep the light on all night down the street. This is not the place where the light is on. Don't go down the street. So listen. Your music is being heard. Where people? Come on with it. Hey. Come on with it. Hey, come on.
and so on and so people. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. I kid you not. Listen, there is some super fly boy sauce going on around here at the Fierce Female Network. I am telling you, listen, it is nothing of my own. It is not me. Listen, honey. The heavens have opened up. You know what I'm saying. There is some great stuff going on. Listen, let me tell you guys. I got a quick testimony. I am so excited. Listen, my pants is on fire. Listen, I got on a pair of sweatpants right now. They're coming about up above my knee, but they are blazing on fire. I got a really quick story. Listen. I hope she doesn't mind me spilling a little beans. But listen, I got a text this morning. Listen, you guys, everybody that's on the show, listen. Let me dial it down. Neon Black Dreams and all the artists that's on the show, listen, let me tell you guys. I always tell you guys, spirit shows up a lot of times on these shows, and I'm telling you, different things come out on the shows. I always say, well, you sound like so-and-so. You could be doing this with your music. You could be doing this with your music. You know, I always give a little examples, and there was a guy that was on the show. I says, your music sounds like skate music. You need to go in your community and see if your music can be piped in so your skaters, the skaters in the community can skate to the music. But listen, let me tell you this. I am so freaking excited. One of the artists that did a showcase on the show, she texted me this morning. I almost lost my eggs. You know, I almost lost my waffles. I'm telling you what's the truth. I just had breakfast, had my waffles and my scrambled. I almost lost my waffles. I got so excited when I saw that text. And she says, listen, Fierce, remember you were saying this stuff that's going to happen with my music career? She says, I got to tell you, your gift is for real. Listen, let me tell you, she's got a connection going on that is hotter than hell. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is she ain't in hell. What I'm saying is it is so hot, it's hotter than the flames of hell. So you know how the flames of hell is really, really hot. So she is heartily excited. She is so excited. She don't know what to do herself. And she says, listen, I'm telling you. She says, it is real. She says, what you're saying in people's career is for real, and it is happening. So listen, she was on this show just in July. We did Christmas in July. And what she is going to do, because I am not kidding you, I could not make this up. She is going to do a recording and give the testimony herself. She's got a big deal in the works. I'm telling you that she was on a couple of months before. She was on in July, then she was on before. And I says, you know what? Her name is Omalani. I guess I can say that. Her name was Omalani. I was telling her name is very powerful, that you need to be doing workshop and teachings and a whole lot of tons of stuff that came out. And she started doing it. She started doing it, and she's like blowing up like crazy fire. And now she's telling me that something else has happened for the show. And I says, listen, record it. I'm going to play it on the show. She says, oh, yeah, sure. I'm gonna do that. So listen. This is no joke. When you come on the network, this has been happening since 2007. It is not like it just started happening yesterday. This has been happening since 2007. And I told you guys how the one artist, Trina L, came on the show with her music. Her song got picked up by a soundtrack, a CSI soundtrack. And the same thing happened. Spirit started talking about her music that was going to blow up and yada, yada, yada. And she's got a soundtrack with CSI. So I'm not kidding. This is no joke. This is for real. It's not a game. You know, this business is not a game to me. It is serious business because it is people's lives and their career. So this is not joking around. My entertainment is my gift. I love to make people laugh. But at the same time, artists, because I'm an artist myself, this is serious stuff. Your career is serious to me. And when I say millionaire music, I am not playing with that. A lot of different artists have a lot of great talent. And when they come on, it's like, boom, boom, bam, millionaire music. This is seriousness. Now, listen. Let me say this, and then I'm going to play song by JJ the Wiki. I think it's the Wiki. JJ the Wiki. He's been doing his own writing and rhymes since he was a teen in 1995. And he started producing beats in 1998. He does all of his own stuff, okay? He does all his own stuff, 100% independent artist. He does his own beats, writes, raps, record, and mixes. Okay, so listen. And his song is Get Up. I'm going to play it in one song. So listen, when I say millionaire music, I am not joking with that. That is serious business. It is for people who is dedicated, artists who are dedicated and committed to the business of their craft. Their craft is making music because your music is your business, is your product. There's a course that's going to be going on, Millionaire Music, on the website. It's up there now. I'm getting it started. So listen, people, it is about if you really want to do this with your career and your music. And I already told you guys, I believe in multiple streams of income. Nobody should be living off of one paycheck. I just don't believe that. Don't believe that that you should be living off of one paycheck. You know what I'm saying? We need to be having 3, 4, 5, and 6 paychecks coming in all at the same time. Do you hear me, baby? I believe in the fish is swimming upstream, baby. Don't be going downstream, baby. Only dead fish go downstream, baby. Listen, we're trying to get some live fish up in here that's swimming upstream, baby. You hear what I'm saying? So listen, I got some great music by JJ the Wicked, and this is Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Get Up, Get Up. I want y'all to dig on this. Get with this independent artist, and I want y'all to check him out. And then coming up is Neon Black Dreams. Y'all check this out.
Get up, get up, and let them problems go away. Tonight, tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah.
One and only wicked one, coming in with the vicious skills, fulfilling them. Everybody thinking that I'm done, but they're so dumb. Broke the tie down, now I'm here in the forefront. About to get it lit up like a wick. If you've been down and out, you need to get up off the crib. Yeah, we about to have a party tonight. Gonna break out the crown and some cold Coors Light. Sometimes we get depressed, or maybe it's just life getting you stressed in. Or maybe you lost a loved one, feeling hurt. Or maybe you got your heart broke by your girl. Regardless, this here is for you. You gotta get up and shake off the downer blues. There isn't nothing wrong with having a little fun, and you only live once, so come on, get up.
Get up, get up, and let them problems go away. Tonight, tonight, we gonna have a party. Get up, get up, we don't care what the haters say. Get up, get up, get up, get up, yeah.
Get up off the floor, get up off the couch. Get up out the bed, man, that ain't what you about. You might be feeling down, but you ain't up on the count.
Get up, get up, get up. We do not care what them haters say. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me give you a quick life lesson. If everybody was paying attention with what the haters were saying, well, nobody be getting nowhere. So listen. You know, it's terrible that people be hating on folks. But, you know, if it wasn't for the haters, you know, and really we don't be wanting to use motivation from haters. That ain't what we really want to do. We don't want to do that. But listen, haters ain't got nothing else to do. When it comes to haters, like you say, don't pay attention to the haters. When people hating on you, you know what it really is? They really wants to be trying to do what you doing. That's what it is. Man, matter of fact, they hating because they can't do and produce what you doing. So they feeling some type of way. They feeling some type of way because they stuck in doing what they doing. And they really want to try to be doing what you doing, but they can't do that because guess what? They ain't got the gift and the talent to be doing what you doing. So then they just walk around trying to hate on you. You know what I mean? That's all it is. That's all it is up in here. Listen, and JJ, listen, baby, let me tell you something. Let mama tell you something, baby boy. You got to remind me, and I don't know why he came to mind, but he did. That's just how spirit works. That's what I'm telling you. Right now, I'm going to tell you, JJ. Listen, JJ, Will Smith. Will Smith. You got that just like you're bringing up that Will Smith vibe in your music. Do you hear me? So listen, keep doing what you're doing. Keep stretching yourself. Keep writing. Keep producing. And, of course, I'm not saying replicate his sound, but what you're doing, you're going in that direction where it's like, get jiggy with it. 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 And Miami, Miami, Miami. You got that flow. You got that smooth flow. Just keep doing what you're doing, baby boy, because you're going to land where you want to land. Do you hear me up in here? Do you hear me up in here? Yes, baby. It is fire goodness on today. Listen, up next is Neon Black Dreams. They already know they got the liquid gold and the liquid diamonds coming out of their mouth. Listen, that sister, that soul sister on the lead is what? She is firecracker bad, baby, baby, baby. You know what that is? That's them going up to the next level on the top 40 chart. Billboard. Listen, this one is Scream, Scream.
Oh,
oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, Neon Black Dreams, they never cease to amaze me. I just love this band. I love them. I love them. I love them. They are phenomenal. It's like they're from another universe. It's almost like their music is from another universe and they're from another planet. You know, and for God's sakes, I don't know how they would do this. But listen, let me tell you something. I totally believe in merchandise. I totally believe in putting your signature on merchandise. I know a lot of artists do the T-shirts, which is cool, the T-shirts and the caps and the tote bags, which is really, really cool and really hot. But listen, let me say this. I have no idea how they would do this, but it would be so freaking cool if Neon Black Dreams had a pair of pink lips. Now, listen, this is a merchandising idea. This is merchandising. You know, Fierce Man Network believes in multiple streams of income. But listen, this would be so hot if they had pink lips, a pair of pink lips. I have no idea where this came from, but listen, it came from Spirit, so I won't say that. It came from Spirit. Pink lips. And on the pink lips, it has Neon Black Dreams. So listen, you know, you got these pink lips. It could be made out of plastic. It could be made out of maybe like a Nerf. Remember those Nerf balls? Everybody was crazy about that, the cushy Nerf ball. And this is not something you're going to play with. Fans would purchase it, and they put it in their room and put it in the house, wherever they want to put it. So you have the pink lips made out of whatever material that you're going to pick, and then you have neon on one side, like you got neon on the left, and then you got black on what? On the other side, on the right, and then you have dreams written across the bottom lip. I'm telling you, that would be hard. You have pink, and then whatever color you want to go with Neon Black Dreams, and you know what? You got merchandise. You got merchandise, you have souvenirs for the fans, and you got it, baby. That's another stream of income for you, because that's something hot. People, nobody is doing that. You don't see that anywhere. You don't see any pink lips anywhere with a band with their name tattooed. It's really like a tattoo, like the name tattoo on the merchandise on the lips. Can you hear me up in here? Listen, that's hot. That is hot, hot, hot. And everybody would want it. Of course, they would want it. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. Ooh, my darlings, it's been super hot, bad up in here with Neon Black Dreams. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.